Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
It's Q104. Good morning. Do you want the good news first or the bad news?
Oh, there's... Okay. Wow, you're giving me so many choices so early. Let's go with the good news first.
Well, it's cold right now, as you know, but it's going to warm up over the next couple of days. So mid-30s today, near 40 tomorrow, near 50 on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Right?
What?
So we're going to thaw out a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. We're getting all the seasons this week.
Here's the bad news. Thursday-ish, rain in the forecast. Like Friday morning, we could have like a, it's going to get cold again.
Uh-huh.
We could have a flash freeze.
What?
That's what I'm most scared of.
What does that even mean? A flash freeze?
I can handle driving in the snow.
Uh-huh.
For the most part. It doesn't bother me. But it's when you're out there and it's wet and it's slick. And you've got cars just zooming off the road because it's so slippery. That's what scares me the most.
Okay, well, I'm not looking forward to that at all.
Yeah, that's gonna wrap up the week. A chance for that on Friday.
Well, hopefully Mother Nature changes her mind.
Yeah.
This is Ohio after all.
Telling you now because I want you to be prepared for it mentally. Now I have to get prepared mentally for that. The Q Morning Show, Q104. The Q Morning Show, Taylor Swift. Are you ready over there? Do you have enough coffee?
Yeah, I'm ready. Ready to go.
I made a little extra coffee this morning.
Did ya?
I felt like I needed it.
One of those mornings?
It feels like it. There's also a mystery to solve this morning.
Oh, I love a good mystery. What's going on?
Well, as I was leaving the house, there was this little paper bag that was on my doorstep with a card. And I didn't really have a chance to look at it because I'm trying to get out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I just threw it back in the house.
Oh, you didn't even look?
No.
It could have been dog poop. You say paper bag on your front porch, I think dog poop. You need to check these things.
Now, that's a prank I haven't heard from since an 80s movie. So, is someone going to set it on fire? Was that the whole point? Like someone was going to set it on fire?
Yeah, you set the fire? Bag on fire, yeah. And then you stomp it, and then you got poop all over your shoe. Can we get the kids to bring those back? I feel like the six, seven generation, they would love a good prank.
That's something I do not want to bring back. Not that particular prank.
What about like TPing? Like paper, toilet papering houses?
I don't know. I'm not really a fan of the pranks.
I think toilet paper is fine. Egging can get a bit much, I think. It's a little messy, but I'm fine with toilet paper.
We could get into this later. In fact, it sounds like we should.
I would love to.
It sounds like this is a longer conversation. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Maria in Medina. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to share my good vibe.
Please do.
So my good vibe is that we have lived in Medina for 7 years, and we have never been to Castle Noel, the Christmas museum, and we are going tonight.
So fun. Oh, my gosh. And
yes.
It's right there.
It's right there, and I'm so excited, and I have three kiddos, so we're all really looking forward to it.
Tell me about Castle Noel, because I've never been either. I think I've heard commercials on our radio station
I'm pretty sure.
Castle Noel. What's there? What do they do there?
So Castle Noel, I have never been, but Castle Noel, from what I understand, is the largest Christmas museum in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it has like memorabilia from different movies, like original Santa suits from New York City, and all sorts of cool stuff like that for everyone to see, and a little bit for all ages. And I know they have like a big slide at the end that kids and adults can go down, and it's super fun.
Isn't that the slide, or it's supposed to be like the slide from A Christmas Story?
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we are so excited, and we know we're going to have a great time.
And how old are your little ones?
12, 10, and 8.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have a blast.
Yes. Yeah, so I think they're finally old enough to, you know, not touch things and understand a little more. So I think they're good ages.
Usually when you say, we're going to take our kids to a museum, that's a bad thing. Like, it's boring.
For sure.
The Christmas museum.
No, this is a kid-friendly one.
Yes. I have high hopes that we're going to be well-behaved because Santa's coming soon. So.
Excellent, Maria. Well, have a great time tonight. Report back. Let us know how it is.
Thank you. Have a good holiday.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. I have an update for you, Alyssa.
Oh, what's going on?
So this morning, I was leaving the house, and I'm trying to get out the door. And on the doorstep, there's this paper bag, and there's a card attached to it. And I'm running a few minutes late, so I don't have time to open up the bag. So I just took the bag inside the house, and I put it on the counter, and I texted Paula. I said, there was a paper bag on our doorstep. Now it's by the toaster. So I've been anxiously awaiting to find out what was in that bag.
What's in the bag?
So I texted her this morning. I said, did you see what's in the bag? And she texted back, cookies.
Oh.
But what did you say? When I told you earlier this morning about the paper bag on my doorstep, what did you say, Alyssa?
Oh, it's what you immediately think of when someone tells you that they open their front door to see a paper bag sitting there. I thought that somebody had left a bag of poop on your front porch. And you just threw it inside willy-nilly. No big deal. You didn't even check.
I love that you say, oh, it's what you immediately think of when you look out on your front porch and see a paper bag. You immediately think it's poop.
If I see an Amazon package, obviously I know that that's not poop. But if I just see a brown paper bag sitting on the front porch, yes. That's the first thing I think of.
Well, that makes me laugh that you say that, because the next text that came from my wife, Paula, weird that you brought it in the house without looking, could have been poop.
Thank you, Paula. Paula and I on the same wavelength this morning. Yeah, that was a bold move to just throw that bag in the house. I'm glad it was just cookies. I'm just saying it could have been way worse.
That's from our neighbors, Nick and Stacy.
Well, shout out to Nick and Stacy.
Thank you for the cookies, Nick and Stacy.
And thanks for not making it poop.
Speaking of neighbors, there was a story that I saw that I thought of you.
Oh, you did?
And how things could have gone horribly wrong for you this holiday season.
Oh.
We'll get into that next. Taylor Swift, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Yeah, so I read this story, Alyssa, and I thought of you. Now, this did not happen around here. This did not happen in Northeast Ohio. This happened in London.
Oh, okay.
However, I thought it was somewhat relatable, especially to your situation, or what could have been your situation.
Okay.
In Parma Heights. So there's this guy named Dave Goodings, and he's living in London, and he wants to decorate his house for the holidays. So he orders this 4-foot Santa, inflatable Santa, for his front yard.
Okay.
And the Santa finally arrives, and he opens it up and realizes there's been a giant mistake. It's not a 4-foot-1 Santa. It's a 20-foot inflatable Santa.
What?
So he put it up anyway in his front yard.
Oh, I'm sure his neighbors love that.
Are you being facetious?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
You're correct. His neighbors did not like that, and he received this anonymous letter that showed up in his mailbox complaining about his tacky decoration. So what does Dave do? He purchased a 16.5-foot Grinch, and he put that up in his yard next to the 20-foot Santa.
Okay, now we have a whole scene. It's not just one. There's a whole concept going on.
He also took a copy of the complaint letter that he received, and he somehow printed that out on a bed sheet.
Oh, you know, yes.
The height of pettiness.
Yes. His name is Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go, Dave. I like Dave.
Now, this is what I envisioned was going to happen to you if you would have kept that 12-foot skeleton up in your yard over the holidays.
Oh, come on. I wish that he was still up.
If it happened to Dave, why couldn't why couldn't the same thing not have happened to you?
It could have, but I think a 12-foot skeleton is a lot more sensible than a 20-foot inflatable.
Sensible.
It is. That's 8 feet. That's a lot of feet.
I could have easily seen you getting some sort of a letter.
Because
a skeleton doesn't even fit in with the theme of the season.
He was decorated. Okay, he had a Santa hat on.
It's still a skeleton. I've seen it. I'm not a fan. I've seen it not in my neighborhood, but I've seen it in another neighborhood close to my house.
Well,
I don't like the skeleton over the holidays.
That's a you problem. I think you need to come around on that. Have some fun. Live a little, Bill.
I don't know. That's something that we could get into if anybody has ever received a complaint about their holiday decorations.
Ooh.
Like if you put something up and then you've heard from either firsthand from a neighbor or maybe received an anonymous letter like Dave.
I've always wondered what it's like to live next to one of those houses that goes like all out and has like a bajillion lights all over it. Like, do you get any sleep? Do you sit in your living room and watch TV or just avoid the house for a month?
Well, those displays can be well done or it's not well done. It's a nuisance.
Yeah.
Right. 216-474-0104 if you want to chime in on that. We've got the group chat on the way as well. Nathan in Westlake has come to us. He's looking for some Christmas gift ideas. However, when you hear who he's shopping for, I think that you're going to want to help Nathan. That's coming up, the group chat at 7:25 this morning, the Q Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You've got the Q Morning Show. Nathan in Westlake joining us right now. It's the group chat. Nathan, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome to the group chat. How can we help you?
Thank you. So I am getting married over the holidays.
Yay.
Ooh, congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really excited. My fiance has two daughters. They're 8 and 11. And I love these girls. They're seriously the best. They're so funny. They're so smart. They're little spitfires. I truly feel so lucky that I get to be a part of their life. But I really don't want to drop the ball for them this Christmas. I want to get them something really good.
Mm-hmm.
For the wedding, I'm getting them these nice necklaces so they feel included and special. But I am totally, totally stuck on what to do for Christmas. I don't want to overdo it. You know, but I also don't want to underdo it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My worst fear is being the weird new stepdad, giving them something random or outdated or something that they're just not interested in at all.
Well, yeah, it's your first year as stepdad. You got to make a good impression.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're kids. It's not like I can just go get them a candle and a Starbucks gift card and call
right.
it a day. So I genuinely don't know what's appropriate or what they'd even like. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of stuck and hoping someone out there has been through this and can tell me what the right move is.
Oh, Nathan, there's a lot of pressure on you right now. I can feel it.
Yeah, it's really been weighing on me.
Yeah, you got a lot going on. I mean, not only do you have the wedding to think about, but you also do have Christmas like right around the corner and two little girls looking forward to Christmas Day.
Right.
Is your fiance, soon to be wife, any help here?
So we're getting them stuff together, but I want to get something from just me, you know?
You're melting my heart. Oh my God. I think you're in a good spot. I think that we definitely can provide some help. Maybe not me or Bill.
No, I
but somebody listening for sure.
I have no idea what to buy an 8-year-old girl, an 11-year-old girl. I don't even know what to buy a 10-year-old boy, so 216-474-0104. Let's help out Nathan in Westlake. He's getting married over the holidays. He's already got great gifts picked out for his future stepdaughters for the wedding. He needs some help on some Christmas gift ideas for an 8 and an 11-year-old girl. 216-474-0104. We'll get to it, Nathan, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations and happy holidays. Good luck to you and your fiance.
Thank you.
Ja Rule, 7:30 banger this morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Nathan in Westlake is listening to us right now, and he is ready to hear your ideas on gift suggestions for an 8-year-old girl and an 11-year-old girl, his future stepdaughters, within the next couple of weeks, because he's getting married. And he's going to have stepdaughters. He says he has wedding gifts taken care of. Now he's just looking for some Christmas ideas.
Got to figure out what he's putting under the tree for those little girls. He wants to get something special from him. So that's what we're trying to figure out right now.
Sharon and Parma, do you have some ideas?
I do. I say an experience. Well, I get it on a card, but it's going to be like a night at Kalahari or a night at Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Water passes both days.
Yeah.
I love a good experience.
It's a fantastic idea.
And actually get to like do it as a family together, too, and make memories.
Jason in Parma Heights, you have a suggestion as well?
I do. I was maybe something along the lines of a spa day, like a mani-pedi or get their hair done, maybe.
Oh, I love a mani-pedi for the girls. That would be a lot of fun. Especially 8 and 11, just like getting their nails done.
They would enjoy that,
they
right?
They would love that.
Because you feel you would feel like an adult.
You do.
Yeah.
And it's just like a nice, like relaxing time. You just get to sit there, pick out the colors. I think that they'd have a lot of fun.
Christy in Strongsville, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking Playhouse Square. They have lots of kid-friendly plays.
Oh, that's true.
You guys could all go as a family.
Oh, yeah, another experience. I really do like that, the idea of making memories together.
Yeah.
It might not be as exciting to actually open on Christmas morning, because obviously, like, you open it and it's maybe just a piece of paper, but it will be exciting once you guys go.
I'm checking the text right now. Do you see anything else on the text that we can pass along?
Oh, I liked this one. A Nintendo Switch for both of them. Well, no, but it says get a Switch. Switch has, like, the two controllers. You can get more controllers, too, but you can get some games for them to play as a family. So you can do, like, Mario Kart or something like that.
Sounds like a gift for Nathan.
Yeah, I think Nathan could get some use out of it, too. But there's no harm in that. They could bond over playing games together.
All right. Anything further? 216-474-0104. I think my 10-year-old would love a Nintendo Switch, too. Is there a new one coming out?
Yeah. I think it's out already. It's out.
The Switch 2? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, why didn't my son ask for that? Isn't that bizarre?
I don't know. That is weird. I'm surprised she didn't.
Olivia Dean, it's the Q Morning Show. Good morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. How many companies actually make dictionaries? It seems like there's a lot.
It really does. I never notice until this time of year when they're all releasing, like, their word of the year. And I'm like, God, how many are there?
Like, I think Oxford released theirs. I think Cambridge released theirs. And I don't even remember what they are.
I don't know at this point.
Bringing it up because Merriam-Webster, another company that makes dictionaries, has released their word of the year for 2025. And it's a word. Well, it's a word that I've heard before, but not in this context. The word is slop.
Okay.
Slop.
Yeah, I've been using that one quite a bit the past couple of months.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what does it mean? Because when I think of slop, I'm thinking, like, it's a farm term. You know, that's the slop you put out for the pigs.
No, that word is trending right now because of AI slop. That's what we're referring to, the AI generated images that just don't make sense, where people have, like, six fingers and, like, it just, like, weirdness. Okay. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it says here slop is defined as digital content of low quality that is produced usually in quantity by means of artificial intelligence.
Yep. So it's in big part reference to AI generated images, and anything like creative, like patterns and stuff. Forget it. AI cannot form patterns or anything artistic to save its artificial intelligence life.
I wish there was a way to separate AI and social media right now. Or if there was something like on, because the only social media I'm really on is Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I wish there was a button you could push that says, I don't want any AI content at all. I don't want to see the videos. I don't want to see the dog driving the car.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see any of it. I just want to see real stuff made by real people and my friends. That's it. I don't want to see these dumb videos that keep popping up into my stories or into my feed.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I'm at, too. I don't want to see it. I'm sick of seeing it. It doesn't make me laugh. And if anything, I sit there and I will dissect. Is this or is this not AI?
Well, who do I talk to?
Right. Where's the manager? Who do we call about
what
this?
What do I do? What do I do about it?
I don't know.
There's nothing I can do. I'm helpless as usual.
This is what we can do.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Take our mind off of it. These are real people playing a real game.
That is true.
No AI chatbots allowed.
Who wants to take on Alyssa next? 216-474-0104. Caller 14. All this week, we are giving away slop.
No. These are not AI-generated designs, okay? This was a design made by a real human that goes on a real coffee mug. And it's our design, the Q Morning Show. We have exclusive coffee mugs for you.
These are the Bill and Alyssa coffee mugs. We forgot that we had them, but if you want one or two, I think we're giving away two at a time.
Yeah.
It's a set. Call now, 216-474-0104. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge in about 10 minutes. TJ in Menor is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. TJ, good morning.
Good Good morning.
So it's you versus Alyssa. Five questions of trivia. Whoever answers the most questions correctly will win the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. TJ, are you ready?
Let's go.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the blank is so delightful.
A fire.
Question two. What is the more commonly used term for nitrous oxide?
Oh, laughing gas. Maybe.
Question three. In the Guardians of the Galaxies movies, Vin Diesel is the voice of the wooden character who can only say three words.
I have no idea.
Question four. Who was the first member of One Direction to officially leave the band?
Harry Styles.
Final question. It's a Christmas movie line. Identify this movie, please.
This house is bigger than your old one. Is Rusty Christmas. Still in the Navy?
What is it, TJ?
Christmas Vacation.
All right, TJ. I will say this. You must be in a Christmas mood because you only got the Christmas questions correct.
A little bit.
Will that be enough to beat Alyssa? Find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is back after this. Alyssa is back. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa, meet TJ and Menner.
Good morning, TJ.
Good morning.
TJ just went 2 for 5.
All right, not bad.
Not good.
And I was remarking you must be in a festive mood because the only questions he got correct were the Christmas questions.
Better that than nothing.
You know what? I'm wrong. You got three. Three, TJ. I'm sorry.
Things are getting better.
I overlooked one of them. So TJ has three correct. Alyssa, you need three to tie him. Any more than that, you will win the game. Are you ready, Alyssa?
I'm ready.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the blank is so delightful.
The fire.
What is the more commonly used term for nitrous oxide?
Laughing gas? Yes.
You got it. That was the one that I forgot that you got correct, TJ.
Yeah, yes.
So we're tied at two. In the Guardians of the Galaxies movies, Vin Diesel is the voice of the wooden character who can only say three words.
Groot?
Groot is correct. He can only say, I am Groot.
That's it. That's his only lines.
So Alyssa gets the win today. Let's get to the final two questions. Who was the first member of One Direction to officially leave the band?
Was that Zayn? I think it's Zayn, yeah.
It was Zayn. Alyssa's unstoppable today.
I'm on fire!
Here is your Christmas movie line for today.
This house is bigger than your old one. Is Rusty still in the Navy?
That's National Lampoon's
Christmas
Vacation.
That is Christmas Vacation.
Yes, it is.
Alyssa goes 5 for 5 and wipes out TJ.
Sorry about that, TJ. Good game.
It's all good.
TJ, we loved having you. We would also, if you want them, you can deny them if you want. We will not be offended. We have the exclusive Bill and Alyssa coffee mugs for you.
Gotcha. Where's your guys' office at?
We're at the Hallie Building downtown, but we'll send them to you, TJ.
Yeah, oh, then even better. Yes, I'll take them then.
We're not going to make you come all the way downtown for coffee mugs.
No.
My name is TJ, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. So the question that was in today's Alyssa's College of Knowledge was, who was the first member of One Direction to leave the band? To officially leave the band and go out on their own. Now, I remember how huge One Direction was.
Uh-huh.
I was not the biggest fan. And so, off the top of my head, and I'm really bad with names anyway, as I'm writing the questions the other night, and I'm super tired on my couch, and my brain is fried.
Right. You're just letting ChatGPT think for you instead of thinking yourself.
So, I can't even remember. I only remember like two names out of One Direction.
Okay.
And I'm like, one of them passed away.
Yes.
And at the moment, on my couch, at that moment, I couldn't remember who it was. Do you judge me for that? Do you think that's bad?
I don't think that's bad that you couldn't remember.
I now know, after refreshing my memory, it was Liam Payne. We lost him in October 24.
Is that who ChatGPT said left?
Okay. So in that moment, I couldn't remember the name of the One Direction member that passed away.
Uh-huh.
So I asked ChatGPT. I said, what One Direction member is no longer with us? The answer from ChatGPT, none of them. All five One Direction members are still alive. Harry Styles, Liam Payne, Louis Tomlinson, Niall Horan, Zayn Malik.
Oh, I see.
There have been internet hoaxes and rumors over the years, most often about Liam Payne, but they are not true.
Whoa, that's caught red-handed. That's a lie.
I mean, the confidence from ChatGPT.
That is some confidence. That's like the kind of confidence I have when I make a wrong turn and think I'm going the right way, and I just keep on going. That is some confidence and some audacity to stand 10 toes down and be like, internet hoaxes, not true. Fake news.
So I type back, you are very incorrect about this one. And the response, you're right. One member of One Direction has sadly passed away.
It's like, that was a test. That was a test. I'm seeing if you're paying attention.
How often does that happen? Like, seriously, I mean, only because I just couldn't remember his name.
Right.
I knew that it happened.
You knew that, like, somebody has passed away, like, in the past year. This has been news.
But how many other times have I been relying on information from ChatGPT?
And it's just completely bold-faced lie.
Right.
It's just wrong.
If ChatGPT would just say, you know what? I'm not really sure.
Can you give me a second?
I don't remember. I'm tired, too. It's the end of the year. I'm checked out.
You know what? If ChatGPT said that, I would sympathize. I would understand.
Why don't you circle back in 2026? Let me get a couple weeks off. Let me get a vacation.
Like, you know what? You're right. You're right.
Come back next year with your stupid trivia questions, all right?
You got a point. I'll wait.
The Q Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Q104. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Just like you, we're just trying to make it to the end of the year here, get through the holiday season. So we could be a little brain dead, tired,
yeah,
forgetful.
I can't believe it's only Tuesday. That's crazy. Feels like it should be at least Thursday by now.
But have you ever done something like this? And as I'm watching Christmas Vacation, this past weekend, Alyssa and I watched the same Christmas movie, Christmas Vacation, and I've seen it, if I've seen it once, I've seen it 75 times.
Yeah, I've seen it at least once every year.
So the scene where Clark is in his attic, and he goes up there to hide the presents.
Oh, yeah.
And he sticks some presents in some sort of a hole.
Like
inside
a little cubby hole.
Yeah. And he puts the presents in there, and then he pulls out the gift, the Mother's Day gift from 1983, the pink,
yes,
with the pink wrapping.
That was just left up there that somebody totally forgot about.
Has anyone ever done anything like that where you tried to work in advance? You tried to be proactive. And you went shopping like way in advance.
And you got something, and then you like stuffed it away somewhere,
yeah,
until it was time, and then you just forgot about it.
Yeah. Maybe you even wrapped it and put it away, and you're like, yay me. I'm so proud of me right now. And then as we get closer to the holidays, things happen. You get overwhelmed. You get forgetful.
Yeah.
And then you forgot about the gift. And then maybe you discovered it later. I guess you would, in order to participate in the conversation, you would have had to have discovered it later.
You would have had to have found it eventually.
Right?
Have you ever done that?
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever done anything
like
that.
I want to say I have done it with a gift. I just can't think of any specific ones. But I just did that this year with a birthday card. I had picked up a birthday card that reminded me of one of my friends. And then her birthday rolled around. I couldn't find it anywhere in my house.
Okay, so you knew that.
I knew I had it.
You just completely forgot where you hid it.
I did end up finding it, though, like 2 weeks ago. I found the birthday card. So I have it in a special spot so that I can give it to her next year for her birthday.
So that's good. Yeah. So you knew that you purchased the gift. You just forgot where you hid it.
I just couldn't find it.
All right. That'll be fun, too. 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Tia in Euclid joining us right now. Tia, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever bought a gift and you forgot about it? You hid it somewhere, totally forgot about it, forgot to give it as a gift?
I have.
And what would that...
Actually, I bought my son a vest sort of jacket.
Uh-huh.
And I put it in my closet all the way in the back of my closet and forgot about it. I just found it a few weeks ago.
Oh, so did you get this like last year for him?
I got it last year. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was it something that he really wanted, or you just thought it would look good on him?
No, I just thought it would look good on him.
Okay,
thought he would like it.
So
the question is it still going to fit him now?
It will. No, my son is 20, so.
We're good.
He's the same size, yeah. So I'm going to just wrap it up and give it to him this year.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Hey, made your life a little easier this year, I guess.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
It would have been funny if the jacket was a members only jacket.
Okay.
And you're like, when did I buy this? 1988?
Where did this come from?
I just found it now.
Who put this here?
I'm glad you get the members only jacket reference.
I didn't. I'm just going along with this.
Oh, stop
I'm
doing
sorry.
That.
I don't know.
Taylor Swift. It's Q104. Tegan in Strongsville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tegan, tell us what it's like when you're shopping and you're hiding the gifts. Have you ever forgot one?
Oh, yes. I have been particularly bad this year with getting the gifts prepared.
Tell us what happened.
So back in September, I bought my husband these like noise-canceling headphones because they were on sale and he travels a lot for work. So I knew he was going to love them. But, you know, it's September, so I have to hide them so he doesn't find them before then. And I forgot about them.
You forgot about the headphones?
Yeah, well, it was September.
Out of sight, right. Out of mind.
Yes. And so fast forward, it's Black Friday, and there's an incredible deal on noise-canceling headphones. And I'm like, well, my husband would love those, and I bought them.
Oh. Like, you got two?
Maybe. So cut to now. It's the other day, and I've opened up my trunk, and I see the noise-canceling headphones that I bought back in September.
Oh.
That's great.
I have two of them, but I do have the receipt, and it was still in the bag for the one that I bought in September. So
okay. Well, that's a silver lining. That's always the worst, though, when you think you're doing yourself a favor and you think you're making your life easier, but you're actually adding more work.
100%. I thought I was like ahead of the game.
Honestly, Tegan, I think this is a perfect example of how it's the thought that counts. Twice. You thought of this gift twice, and you made...
Yeah. He has to love it at this point, because I thought he would twice.
He better love it.
Tegan, thank you. Merry Christmas to you and your husband and your family.
Thank you.
Hope he loves his headphones.
Kristen and Willoughby literally just dropped her children off at school. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Who did you just say goodbye to?
My daughter. She's 9. She's on her way to school at the moment.
Excellent. So perfect timing. So now you can concentrate here, although you're not going to have any help from the 9-year-old. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever answers the most questions correct between you and Alyssa will win the game. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa.
Okay.
Are you ready, Kristen?
Yes.
Question number one all this week, Christmas song lyrics. I met a man in Tennessee, and he was headed for Pennsylvania and some homemade blank.
Oh, geez. I'm going to go with mead or cider.
Question two. In the cartoon Scooby-Doo, the animated human teenagers are Fred, Daphne, Shaggy, and who else?
Velma.
Question three. What is the term when you're traveling across multiple time zones and it disrupts your internal clock?
Jet lag.
Question four. What type of artwork is created using small colored squares like rocks or tiles?
Gem art.
Final question is a Christmas movie line. Can you identify this movie, Kristen?
That's what it's always been about.
Gear. Ooh,
Gear. Yes.
That sounds to me like National Lampoon's.
Okay. Let me count you up here, Kristen. I'm going to give you 3 correct today.
Alrighty.
Let's bring Alyssa back into the studio. Alyssa has to get 3 correct to tie Kristen. Any more than that, she's going to win the game. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. It's Q104. Let's do part 2 of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, meet Kristen and Willoughby.
Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Alyssa.
I'm giving Kristen 3 correct out of 5 today.
Nice. All right.
So, Alyssa, you need 3 to tie her. Any more than that, you're going to win the game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's a Christmas song lyric challenge to kick off Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I met a man in Tennessee, and he was headed for Pennsylvania and some homemade blank.
Pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
Good job.
I'm like, I can barely hear that in my head. Like, barely. Yeah. Whew.
Question 2. In the cartoon Scooby-Doo, the animated human teenagers are Fred, Daphne, Shaggy, and who?
Velma.
Question 3. What is the term when you're traveling across multiple time zones and it disrupts your internal clock?
Jet lag?
Jet lag is correct. That's 3 for the tie. Here's question 4. What type of artwork is created using small colored squares like rocks or tiles?
Mosaic.
Mosaic is correct.
Oh my goodness.
I asked Paula that question yesterday and she knew it right away. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to use this question.
Uh-huh.
Kristen said gem art. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
It sounds right. I'm not even going to ask the judges.
That can definitely work. I thought about that too. They're very popular right now. It's almost like a paint by color kind of thing, but it's like gems. Yeah, you got to give her the point on that.
All right, she got the point. Unfortunately, it doesn't help her. Question five is our Christmas movie line game.
That's what it's always been about. Gear. Gear. Yes.
What's the movie, Alyssa?
The Grinch.
The Grinch is correct.
The Grinch, okay.
Yeah. Alyssa just went 5 for 5 again.
Ah, it's a Christmas miracle.
That's insane. She's unstoppable right now, Kristen.
Congratulations, Alyssa.
Thank you. Thank you. Good game.
Good game.
Kristen, thank you so much. If you want it, we will send them to you. We have a pair of exclusive Bill and Alyssa coffee mugs.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. I feel weird giving away something with my name on it. But
I do too.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, I feel like we have to ask, like, do you want this? Are you sure?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Okay. I listen to you guys every morning. So
thank you for making us feel better.
You're welcome. Thank you. My name is Kristen, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. On Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.